KQED.
What happens when a new technology that can fight climate change and clean up the air also eliminates jobs? And not just any jobs, but some of the last truly good-paying blue-collar jobs in Southern California. Longshoremen at the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach. KPCC's Emily Guerin reports.
There are 22 massive docks at the Port of Long Beach where ships pull up to load and unload cargo. At all but one of those docks, people do all the work, operating cranes, driving forklifts, and securing containers onto rail cars. But at the last dock, it's called the Long Beach Container Terminal, robots do almost all of that. Workers really hate this.
You automation, mother...
That angry person is Frank Gaskin, and he's yelling at one of the self-driving vehicles at the terminal in a video he made recently. He's a member of the International Longshore and Warehouse Union, or ILWU. For decades, this union has fought to protect jobs in the face of increasing mechanization at the ports. The Long Beach Container Terminal opened in April 2016, and it's the first one to be almost fully automated. Gary Herrera is the vice president of Local 13, and he agreed to take me on a tour.
These machines all right here are all working without a person working in them.
He points to a row of red, white, and blue cranes moving cargo containers. Herrera is feisty and younger than he looks at 45. His hands are tight on the steering wheel as we approach the terminal.
I have to be on my best behavior. I actually have to be on my absolute best behavior because I do not like what this place stands for.
What this place stands for to Herrera is the loss of some really good paying jobs. ILWU members make an average of $155,000 a year. But the union estimates two-thirds of those jobs at the Long Beach Container Terminal are gone due to automation. And the ones that remain are different. There's mechanics to fix the robots and crane operators who run 48 cranes at once from an air-conditioned room using a joystick. I asked Herrera,
how do you feel when you see that?
Oh, it makes me sick to my stomach. It does.
But Adrian Martinez with the law firm Earth Justice has a different reaction.
It's exciting. I mean, I think that's the thing about it is it's exciting to see zero emissions equipment actually on the terminal.
See, here's the thing about these automated machines. They don't just eliminate jobs. They also eliminate pollution. They run on electricity, not diesel. That means compared to a traditional dock, the Long Beach Container Terminal has a third fewer carbon dioxide emissions and more than 85% less diesel pollution. Martinez says these reductions are a big deal because people living near the ports have disproportionately high cancer rates. And, he says,
from a basic level, we're not going to solve the air pollution crisis in the Los Angeles region until we eliminate port and freight pollution.
In November, the Port of Long Beach and its neighbor, the Port of Los Angeles, set an ambitious goal of phasing out diesel and gasoline vehicles in favor of electric ones by 2035. But the question is, will that lead to more automation? During our tour, Herrera and I watched some of the terminal's 72 self-driving vehicles glide by. Each one has bright white letters stamped on the side that say zero emissions.
They got rid of jobs. And so this is why we are skeptical at all when they want to say zero emissions.
So skeptical that the ILWU lobbied the California legislature to make sure no public money can be used for automation at the ports. The union isn't against electric vehicles. They just want to be the ones driving them. For the California Report, I'm Emily Guerin at the Port of Long Beach.